Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
The cattle futures today closed quite strong here. We were $4.50 higher, which is a limit up move. In the August feeders, it looks like September's going to be nearly limit up, but 442 at 143. October's $4 higher, November's 385. And then out in spring and winter, January and March, up 397 in January, up 315 on March. Live cattle, 292 higher in August at 116. The October's up 232 at 114.05, and December's up 225. On Friday, we had cash trade of 116, which was a little bit higher than expected. It was 14 and 15 bid there for a while, and then ended up being 116. So I think the market came into today surprised that it was higher than expected, and that caused some short covering here. Box beef at midday on choice was actually down 53 cents at 197.05. Select up 78 at 190.38. We're still at a little bit of a premium now in the August feeders to the feeder cattle index, which is 142.49 as of Friday, and that was up $1.44. But again, it seemed like the cash trade of 116 was the kind of the surprising or unexpected factor here, which caused short covering and then this rally. I've yet to see if it'll be expanded limits going into tomorrow.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets finished today in the red across the board, and we are extremely weak in the soybean complex. November beans down 38 cents at $9.65 a bushel. That was 7 cents off of the low of the day at 9.58 and a quarter. That 9.58 and a quarter is the low for this move, and that puts us at the lowest level we have seen since April. So that could open the door for some more long liquidation there. And we did have a couple of positive things happen for soybeans this morning. There was a USDA announcement of 391,000 metric tons of beans sold to an unknown destination. Also, the two-week forecast is looking like above normal temperatures and normal rainfall, so there's a chance that the heat will still be around over the next 2 weeks. Also, some talk of China buying some cargoes. So all those things are thought to be positive. Of course, that didn't have much of an impact on today's price direction. Now this afternoon, we got a crop condition report. It is expected to be unchanged in the corn at 76% good to excellent, indicating that the corn crop is in really good shape and the yields are expected to be really high. Beans, 71% good to excellent, down about 1%. And it looks like some private crop and bean tours are going on this week, and I'm sure the trade will be watching those estimates closely. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.